Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Let's talk about arranged marriage. It's not a practice most of us associate with the United States, but then you hear stories like this one. Frady Reese remembers the exact moment when she realized her arranged marriage was not what she'd hoped for.
A week after we were married, and remember, he was still pretty much a stranger to me. We were both very young. He woke up late and was so angry and frustrated that he began screaming and cursing. And then in this blind rage, he punched his fist through the wall and left a big hole in the sheetrock and then ran out.
Reese grew up in Brooklyn in an ultra-Orthodox Jewish community where arranged marriage is not uncommon. Her husband was abusive from early on, but it took her years to break away from him. Now she's running a nonprofit called Unchained at Last. It provides legal services to women from a variety of backgrounds and faiths who hope to escape destructive relationships. Reese says the morning her husband threw that punch at the wall, her vision of her future shifted.
That was the first time I saw, oh my goodness, what have I done? Which man did I just say yes to? So he never beat me up, but he would break things and throw things and push me, and he would constantly threaten to kill me, and he would describe to me in detail how he was going to kill me. He, one time, when this is the time that I got the restraining order, he kicked in the front door of the house. We had a deadbolt lock, and he managed to kick the door in anyway. He came in screaming that he was going to kill me, that sort of thing.
What pushed you to the point that you wanted out? I mean, how much of those violent kind of signs did you start seeing?
It wasn't until I was 27 that I finally decided to leave and to get a temporary restraining order. And the community's response to my sticking up for myself and my trying to get help was so intense that I realized this is ridiculous. I need to get out. I need to do something. But it took 5 years from the day that I put a plan in place and decided I was definitely leaving until I managed actually to leave. During those 5 years, I saved up money and went to college, got my degree, and then was the first person in my family to do that, and then was finally able to go.
Had you already seen the writing on the walls, and you were saving up money precisely for the time that would come?
The rabbis in the community where I was living at the time in New Jersey, in Lakewood, New Jersey, forced me to drop the restraining order, and I asked my mother if I could move in with her, and her response was to turn around and walk out of the room without even answering me. It was at that moment that I put the plan in place.
So you got no support from your family?
During the 5 years that I was working to get out, the last year, I took another step toward freedom, and I stopped wearing the head covering that Orthodox Jewish women are required to wear from when they get married until they die. And my family at that point completely shunned me. And I had only limited contact after that point with one sister who told me that the others were considering sitting Shiva for me or going through the mourning ritual for me as if I had died.
And the fact that the rabbi asked for the restraining order to be lifted, I mean, that sounds like it really shook kind of the leadership of the local temple.
What the rabbis did was they sent an Orthodox Jewish male attorney to my house, and the attorney drove with me to family court and made me stand in front of the judge and tell the judge that I wanted to drop the restraining order.
How'd you feel about that?
I felt so victimized and so terrified. That was what really made me say, this is ridiculous. I cannot do this anymore. I cannot put up with this. I cannot wait for my family and my community to understand that my life is in danger and that I need help. I need to get out on my own.
So you broke free ultimately, and that led you to create this organization, Unchained at Last. What is it and what was the idea behind it?
When I finally managed to put my life back together, so my family, my community had shunned me. I was alone on my own in a big, scary world that I had never experienced before with two young daughters. And it took several years for me to get back on my feet, for me to become financially independent. I knew that I had been through it completely alone and how terrifying it was for me. I wanted to help others going through that. And while I knew very little about what was going on in other cultures and religions, I sensed that women were going through the same thing.
Well, Unchained at Last has actually led you to several groundbreaking relationships. And with you in the studio is one of your clients, in fact, who's sharing her story publicly for the first time using only a first name, Saida. Welcome, Saida. You're 26. Tell me your story. You were forced into a marriage at 16 in Pakistan, and then your family moved to the U.S., right?
Right. Like Frady's story, I was also born and raised in a very strict culture and religion. I graduated high school and I just wanted to go to college. And my father said, well, if you marry this person, it would be his responsibility and the people in the family wouldn't say, like, why your daughter is going out of school? Well, I can just shut their mouth by saying, she's married. And I was married to my first cousin without knowing him or anything.
Kind of an odd equation. You know, right. Get married and then you can be independent.
Right. So after that, we came into U.S., and the marriage lasted like 7 weeks until my own family threw me out of my own house.
Your mother and your father threw you out of your own house here in the States.
Exactly. We were living in our parents' house. My husband wanted me to quit school, and he wanted me to actually go back and live in Pakistan. He just thought that this society is not good for me. And he thought that the way that I get up every morning and go to work and then go to school, he didn't like this idea of me being independent for a whole day. He wanted me to get up, serve him breakfast, wash his clothes, and then make him lunch, and then make him dinner, and then do all his things for a whole day. He just wanted me to do that. The fact that I have a car, I bought a car last year, he didn't like that. He wanted to grab that too.
Wow.
The fact that I speak English more than him, he didn't like that.
When did you connect with Unchained at Last, a Frady's organization?
My family threw me out of the house, and I was living in a shelter, actually. And this woman at the shelter just referred me to Unchained, and then I found Frady at Unchained.
Why don't both your families see the sadness that this has led to in both your lives?
I wish I could answer that. For my family, I think it's just because this is so ingrained. This is so basic that this is how marriage works. The idea that I questioned it was just too much.
Same goes in my family, too. My mother and father, they were arranged. I might be the first girl in the family who's going to have a divorce. I was called crazy for so long just to ask for independence.
I want to say most of the women who contact me looking for help have not been able to accomplish everything that Saida has accomplished. I mean, the fact that she already has a college degree. She mentioned that she bought her own car. She didn't mention that she managed to get out of the shelter and get her own apartment with a roommate. What she's been able to accomplish is extraordinary. She's really, really strong. And I also want to say that a few weeks ago when Saida and I met with a few other Unchained clients who are in similar situations, Saida came up with a wonderful idea that she said, yeah, I would love to spend a day at Six Flags Great Adventure, a large theme park here in New Jersey. And I said, what a great idea. And I actually got a funder to fund it and plan a trip. It was the first time that I had invited all the Unchained clients to get together and spend a day together. 28 people attended the trip.
Wow.
And it was an incredible day. Saida, maybe you can talk about it.
Saida, did you do
amazing.
That crazy roller coaster?
Oh, yeah. I am.
Not me.
I'm very daring. One of the clients and one of my friends, it was her first day out ever.
You mean first day out without her husband ever kind of thing?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So the smile on her face, the screaming and everything, it was just an amazing thing.
It was one woman from Iran and one woman from Ivory Coast. It was their first time.
Exactly. I'd like to say something.
Yeah.
I just feel the same passion as Frady has to just put a smile on some woman's face who has never been able to get out of her house ever, who doesn't know anything about this world or what happiness means. Or I have lived almost all my life, not knowing these things. You know, my father or my brother, they could come scream or slap you. It's just okay, but it is not okay. You have to talk about it. And I think I would like to spend the rest of my life doing that.
Saida is originally from Pakistan. She was able to escape her arranged marriage with the help of Frady Rees and the group she founded called Unchained at Last. Saida and Frady, thank you both very much.
Thank you so much, Marco.
Thank you, Marco.